From KUAR News in Little Rock, good morning. I'm Daniel Breen. The state's budget director has resigned. Aaron Black, who served as budget director in the governor's office and the Department of Finance and Administration, stepped down effective last Friday. Black cited personal reasons for his resignation, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders visited the Little Rock office of the American Red Cross yesterday to talk about ongoing cleanup efforts after a tornado hit Arkansas in March. The Red Cross repurposed an old Rainbow clothing store in West Little Rock to serve as their command center for tornado cleanup efforts. The governor said she was, quote, proud and grateful for the work the Red Cross is doing.
We have a number of people that are still going to be in that rebuilding and recovery process for a long time. And we're going to continue to be here with them every step of the way. We could not be more thankful to have such great leadership and such great partnership as we do from the people at the Red Cross.
According to one Red Cross employee, 554 people in Arkansas are still displaced as of Monday night. The Red Cross has a system of shelters and hotels for those who need lodging, and hundreds of volunteers are working to take care of those hurt by the storms. The governor recently asked for an extension to federal aid going toward cleanup efforts and estimates she'll hear more from the Biden administration in the near future. Meanwhile, members of the Little Rock City Board of Directors will vote next week on whether to approve a request for $500,000 to go toward disaster relief. Assistant City Manager Emily Cox made the request yesterday for money from the American Rescue Plan Act to be used for disaster assistance. She said Congress passed a law last year that allows ARPA funding to be used for relief. During the debt ceiling negotiations between President Joe Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, both parties have shown an interest in taking back some of those unused ARPA funds. City Director Dean Kampuras expressed concerns about that with City Manager Bruce Moore, who said the city is prepared if that situation arises.
Obviously, we have federal lobbyists that are watching that for us, too, and I feel very confident that if that were to happen, I would ask the board to move quickly. Have a sort of a plan that would sort of protect our funding.
In 2021, the American Rescue Plan Act was signed into law by President Biden. As part of the law, money was given to local governments as a way to help them make up for the loss in tax revenue that occurred as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. A group is trying once again to repeal a new wide-sweeping education law. Members of Citizens for Arkansas Public Education and Students, or CAPES, say they will submit a ballot title to Attorney General Tim Griffin for a third time later this week. The group has been rejected twice in their effort to get a ballot title approved for a referendum to repeal the Arkansas Learns Act, which was signed into law by Governor Sanders earlier this year. The group must get the ballot title approved by the Attorney General's office before it can begin collecting signatures for the measure to be placed on the ballot. And a new grant from the National Science Foundation will go toward improving health and economic outcomes in the Mississippi River Delta region. The $1 million grant will go to groups in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana working to cut down on hunger and chronic disease and to improve access to health care. Dr. Joe Thompson is president and CEO of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, which is leading the tri-state effort.
We have two organizations in each of the three states, so six altogether. ACHI received the grant, but we'll be working closely with partners in those other states where the Mississippi Delta looks pretty much the same on the Mississippi, Arkansas, or Louisiana side of the state line.
The grant will allow the groups to form a plan to use telehealth and over-the-counter home diagnostic equipment to boost health outcomes, as well as new strategies to boost access to healthy food. Thompson says it's important to focus on the Delta, which continues to face longstanding challenges relating to health and wealth inequality.
I think the Mississippi Delta has some of the worst health statistics of anywhere in the United States. Our proposal sought to apply what we learned during COVID about how to get remote monitoring, telemedicine, new pathways for people to be able to get good, nutritious foods. And apparently the National Science Foundation found that to be attractive.
The grant is part of the National Science Foundation's Regional Innovation Engines program. Thompson says groups will begin to meet in person next fall with the goal of eventually applying for another grant, which could reach into the tens of millions of dollars. We'll expect a slight chance of rain this afternoon in Little Rock with a high of 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, mostly clear and a low of 62. We'll expect sunny skies for Thursday tomorrow with a high of 84. Then rain is likely again Friday, and we could see the potential for some severe weather. After that, just a slight chance of showers Saturday with a high of 78 degrees. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, KUAR.org. I'm Daniel Breen, and this is KUAR News.